Today, the Trump administration announced a new strategy to counter the influence of China and Russia in Africa. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlined the new strategy at the Heritage Foundation.
The predatory practices pursued by China and Russia stunt economic growth in Africa, threaten the financial independence of African nations, interfere with U.S. military operations, and pose a significant threat to U.S. national security interests.
Joining us now is NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jeremy.
And when John Bolton says China and Russia are engaged in predatory practices in Africa, what is he saying that they're doing there?
Well, you know, China has really become a dominant force on the continent. It's invested heavily, built up infrastructure, but in a way that Bolton says is predatory. Countries, for instance, become very heavily indebted to China. He gave the examples of Zambia and Djibouti. And Djibouti is particularly of concern because the U.S. has a huge military base there, and China does now, too. And he said that's shifting the balance of power on the Horn of Africa. As for Russia, it's become more active in recent years, mostly through arms dealings in places like Central African Republic. It's not nearly as influential as it was in Soviet times, but the U.S. is watching this closely.
Well, and he said today that the U.S. will now be choosing its Africa partners more carefully under this new strategy. What does that mean?
Well, you know, this administration is looking for business opportunities for American companies and trade deals, and it's looking for ways to cut back on traditional aid programs. And I think that's kind of what he was talking about, that the U.S. doesn't want to just pour billions of dollars into aid programs that he doesn't think are paying off. But he didn't really say kind of what would be cut, and it's not at all clear that the U.S. can back away from some of the partners in the region that are security partners for the U.S.
Isn't this a little bit late to be coming up with this new strategy on Africa, in particular with China? They have been investing billions of dollars. We did a story not too long ago about a brand new high-speed train in East Africa that was paid for by the Chinese. Isn't it going to be hard to reverse the trend here?
Yeah, I mean, China's there and in a big way, as you say. I talked recently to the Assistant Secretary of State for Africa, Tibor Nagy, and, you know, he said he can't blame Africans for doing all this business with China because it was the Chinese that were knocking on the door
right. For
so many years. And he says he just wants American companies to be there in the future. And the problem is the U.S. can't order its companies to go invest in China. They can only do it if the investment climate is right. But the pitch the Trump administration is making is, look, you know, U.S. investment will lead to jobs for Africans. And this is a continent that has, you know, a growing population, a lot of young people who have a lot of high expectations.
So that's the economic aspect to this. What about the military component? The U.S. has troops in Africa right now to fight terrorism. Is that going to change?
Well, I mean, the U.S. has, as we were talking before about the base in Djibouti, so it's obviously a concern. The U.S. wants to stay there. Bolton was also talking about this idea of getting countries in the region to take more ownership over their security. The U.S. has been working, for instance, with a group of five countries fighting terrorism in the Sahel region, and he kind of held that up as a model. He's not a fan of UN peacekeeping operations. He's looking to cut back support for peacekeeping missions, saying some of them aren't really working. So the idea is resolve conflicts, invest more in building up these locally owned troops that are going to be able to deal with these threats.
Michelle, in all of your reporting about diplomatic issues, how unusual is it for the focus, for a day at least, by the administration to be on Africa?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, it's always the kind of secondary issue for a lot of countries. But we've been hearing this for years, this idea of trade, not aid, getting more investment in Africa. And we always seem to be behind the curve, especially when it comes to China, which had a real vision for the region. This is what Bolton says they're trying to change, but we'll see if they can really put up the money or keep the focus.
One more thing I want to ask you about today. The Senate is really making its voice heard on U.S. assistance for Saudi Arabia and its war in Yemen. This coming, of course, after the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. What are the implications here of the Senate speaking out like this?
Well, they don't want to stop U.S. counterterrorism efforts in Yemen, but they do want to stop the support for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been fighting for almost 4 years now to restore a government that was ousted by Iranian-backed rebels. The war has been devastating. Millions of people are on the brink of famine. I talked to an aid official this week who said, you know, U.S. fingerprints are all over that famine. So there's a real push now to end this war. And there's a little bit of hopeful sign out of UN-mediated talks because they agreed at least to a ceasefire at a key port.
That's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.